here we are talking about some provisions regarding health. As I told you that Factories Act 1948 generally covers three provisions. The first and foremost is health. Second is safety of the employees, workers working in the factory. And third talks about the welfare of the workers working in the factory. So when we talk about health, these are the criteria which needs to be taken care of by the employer. So as we have discussed about cleanliness, cleanliness is cleaning the floors, on the regular basis, then washing the floors on the regular basis, further talking about, the walls. So it should be whitewashed every year. Every year, all the walls of the factories needs to be whitewashed. And further, it states that every 5 years, they need to be painted. Now, when we are talking about factories, the effluents, the emissions are not restricted to floors, but they also go and stick on the walls, which may further, decay, and which may lead to, health of the employees or workers working in the factory. So certain provisions are being made wherein even the walls of the factory needs to be whitewashed. That means whitewashing will demotivate further decaying of all the effluents that have stick on the wall. And further, every 5 years it needs to be repainted. Disposal of waste and effluents. Now, when we are talking about manufacturing units, definitely there is lot of chemical, then lot of, effluents which are being coming out of the factories. So this needs to be disposed, this needs to be treated well. Because sometimes what is happening is that is just dumped out of the factory. So though it is taken care of within factory, but then this effluents, this waste is being just dumped out nearby area where the factory is located. So not only the employees or workers working in that factory are affected, but all the people who are residing in the nearby area, or maybe the other workers who are working in the nearby factories are affected by it. So proper treatment of this disposal disposal have to be treated well. The effluents has to be treated and then disposed to an area where the human beings are not affected. Ventilations and temperature. We have spoken about ventilation and temperature, that minimum amount of ventilation always has to be there, whether the factory is small or it is large, ventilation has to be there. Then temperature balancing, such a temperature which is acceptable by the human body, has to be taken care of. Dust and fumes, artificial humidification, overcrowding, lightning, drinking water, latrines and urinals, and spittoons. So all these are the criteria which comes under the provision of health in under Factories Act 1948. Now when we talk about safety, so safety means using such mask if required for the process. Now when we talk about, say, welders, so their work is continuously exposed to sparks coming out. So if such safety masks are not being provided by the employer, there are high chances of accidents. So certain processes can be taken care of by provision of certain masks or safety tools, I can say. But then there are other safety measures which needs to be taken care of. Now for example, a worker is working on a machinery which is in motion. Now to explain this, I would like to take one example which is not related to factories, but then when we go to have sugarcane juice. So when a particular person is making a sugarcane juice, the machine is always in motion. So say for example, there are no masks required over there. But then safety precautions have to be taken care of, because that machinery continuously in motion, if not taken care of, say for example, he is very careless while operating this machine, he is talking to someone and then he subsequently ends up getting his hand inside that machinery, he may lose his fingers or hand. That is completely, you know, happening in the factories as well. So there are machineries which are not that dangerous, but then due to carelessness of the employer worker working on the machinery, that may lead to an accident. Then certain distance have to be maintained between that machinery and the worker working on that machinery. So all such provisions or rules are mentioned in the safety provision of this act. How much distance should be maintained? What type of machinery are not suitable for young people working in the factory? Now when I talk about young person, who is a young person? Who has completed the age of 14, that is he is of 15 years now, but he has not completed the age of 18. So he is not adult and also he is not a child. He is an adolescent or he is young. So certain processes wherein the entry or employment of young person is restricted. Now say for example cotton openers, hoist and lifts. Your women as well as young people should not be employed. Now talking about few safety measures, that is facing of machinery. Work on near machinery in motion, as I have given you an example that more of the workers when you are talking about manufacturing units will be exposed to such machineries who are always in motion. Employment prohibition of young person on dangerous machineries. Striking gear and devices for cutting off power. Self-acting machines. Now when we talk about self-acting machines that are automated, they work automatically. So here say it is the human intervention is least because they work automatically. Casing of new machineries, prohibition of employment of women and children near cotton openers, hoist and lifts. So when we talk about women and young people, they should not be employed in any such processes. Hazardous processes. Now when I talk about hazardous processes, these are linked to the chemical effluents or the fumes coming out of that chemicals which are not acceptable or digestible by human body. When they are being breathed, they cause harm internally. So there are some hazardous process which needs to be taken care of. Talking about say the people who are working in leather industry, they actually face so many skin diseases, diseases relating to breathing, asthma, etc. Because some of the chemicals which are used in leather industry are poisonous in nature, which may lead to death of the employee or worker. So this provision regarding hazardous process were instructed in the act under a new chapter by the Factories Amendment Act 1987. So earlier when we talk about safety in the Factories Act 1948, so it only talks about safety measures to be taken care of, like wearing of mask, etc. Keeping safe distance between the machinery, etc. But then they have never spoke about such processes where such fumes are coming out, which is inevitable. So the amendments were made further in the act, which was in 1987, which also specified hazardous processes. Which processes will come under the list of hazardous processes? This act instructed two new schedules listing the industries involving hazardous processes. That means here there were further a list made of industries which are in performing such processes which are hazardous for human beings. Relating to permissible level of certain chemical substances in work environment. So if these type of chemicals are required to process the material, we cannot help actually. But then there should be some minimum maximum level maintained. Above that would not be acceptable by human body. So here are two criteria defining all those industries who fall under such hazardous processes, and the list two contains of the maximum limit which can be absorbed by human body. Provisions regarding hazardous process. Constitution of site appraisal committee. That means certain committees were being made. Site appraisal means they will actually visit the site. They will check about the maintenance of the level which is being prescribed in the list. compulsory disclosure of information. That means they can demand on, you know, any type of register. Now say for example purchase register. So they may demand for purchase register wherein they will come to know what type of chemicals are being purchased, in what quantity, etc. Special responsibility of the occupier in relation to hazardous process. Maintaining accurate and up-to-date health and medical records of workers exposed to any chemical, toxic or any other harmful substances manufactured, stored, handled or transported. Now here when we are talking about hazardous chemicals which are used in the processes, so they may be used in the processes, maybe they may be used in the form of packaging, or they may be used in the form of transportation, etc., wherever they are being used. But then the workers are exposed to such chemicals which are dangerous in nature. So in that case, when a worker has to work on those type of processes, needs to be undertaken for medical checkup on regular basis, and the reports which are being generated needs to be kept as a record. So whenever such supervision committee comes for inspection, records should be available. That means they will check on the medical records whether it is being taken care of, whether the worker working is in a suitable position or not. Appointing qualified, experienced and competent person in handling such substances to supervise handling and for protecting the workers from the hazard. Providing for medical examinations of every worker at intervals. So as we have spoken that medical examinations need to be taken care of on regular intervals. And the committee who is going to inspect will be having a knowledge about all about in and out of this hazardous processes. Talking about welfare measures, now these are over and above of say health and safety measures. These are for betterment or we can say to improvise the working conditions in the factory and to provide such facilities to the workers working in the factory which will help them to lead a good life. Now washing facilities. What are washing facilities? Now when workers are working in the factory, you know, they are covered with dust, chemicals on their body. So there are two types of washing facilities, I will say. One is a place wherein, you know, the worker may take bath and, you know, remove all those dirt which is accumulated on his body. And the other type of washing area what I'm talking about is say washing of clothes. So washing of uniforms. So they just wash their uniforms and they may sprinkle some water on their body. So that is altogether what is covered in the washing facility. Facilities for storing and drying clothing. That means when I'm talking about say washing clothes, there needs to be some place wherein these clothes are dried. Facilities for sitting. Now when the workers are continuously working on the machinery's processes, during their intervals and breaks, facilities should be made wherein they can sit. Now certain factories which are very small in nature and which could not provide canteen facility. Okay, so in that case, there should be some place made available to the workers wherein they can sit and have their food. First aid appliances. One first aid box, not less than one for every 150 workers. That means once the establishment is under the coverage of 1948, Factories Act 1948, they should have one first aid box. But then one first aid box is not enough if the number of workers are more than 150. So for every set of 150 workers, there should be one first aid box. And once it crosses the limit, the number of first aid box should be increased. Canteens when there are 250 or more workers. So as we have spoken that the number of workers required to have canteen, that means voluntarily an employer may facilitate their workers with the provision of canteen. But then the compulsion, the imposition on the employer to provide canteen facility is only when the number of workers are 250 or more. Shelters, restrooms and lunch rooms when there are 150 or more workers. So earlier we have spoken about, you know, some space wherein people, the worker working in the factory can have lunch or can rest. So that is in the case of factories which are very small or which are not hiring more than 150 workers. But once, you know, the owner or the factory owner is hiring 150 workers, he is binded to provide such rooms wherein the employees can rest in their intervals and breaks. They can have lunch in their lunch break, etc. Crutches when there are 30 or more women workers. So when we talk about, say, Maternity Benefit Act, which is being recently amended, it provides the number of leaves, 24 weeks, to a woman, you know, who is on a maternity break. But at the same time, the provision, the amended provision, has also spoken about crutches. Crutches are like, you can say, daycare facility. But now when we talk about daycare facility, what the mother does is, on her own expenses, she keeps her child with the daycare people. But when we talk about crutches, which are being provided under the Factories Act 1948, is a place provided by the employer wherein you don't have to pay, the normal charges what you are paying in a daycare. And this is implicable or applicable only when there are more than, when there are 30 or more women working in the factory. Now this facility of crutches can be provided individually by a factory owner when the number of women are more in nature, or, you know, in combination of, or a common place which is being provided by a combination of many factories. Now say, for example, in an area there are four factories, factory A, B, C and D, and now every factory has 30 or more women working in it. So now here they are not capable of building a crutch individually. So what they will do is they will keep a common place. A, B, C and D factory together will come and make a common place which will be used for crutches of all the women working in those four factories. Welfare office when there are 500 or more workers. So there should be a welfare office, and it is applicable only when there are 500 or more workers working in a factory. Talking about working hours, spread over and overtime of adults. So overtime somewhere is not the number of working hours when it comes to adults and adolescents are different. So similarly, overtime for adults maximum working hours for adolescents is different. So weekly hours not more than 48 hours. So in a week, a worker has to work maximum of 48 hours. Daily hours not more than 9 hours. So when we talk about, say, 48 hours, you cannot say that, okay, in a day a person will work for 10 hours. And when, he completes 48 hours, he don't need to come to work. No, it's not like that. The restriction on daily working hours are also 9 hours. More than 9 hours, it is not permissible for any adult to work. Interval for rest at least half an hour on working for 5 hours. That means even now we have defined that when a worker is working, you know, for 9 hours in a factory, he should not continuously work for 9 hours. He should be given a break once or before he completes 5 hours, and that break has to be minimum of half an hour. Spread over not more than 10 and half hours. Overlapping shifts prohibited. Extra wages for overtime double than the normal rate of wages. That means whenever a worker who is working in a factory will be always in need of monetary benefits. So he may take an advantage of overtime. He may be needing more and more money. But then there are also some restrictions on the overtime. So here we can see 9 hours are regular working hours. But now when we talk about, say, seasonal product or demand is high for that product in the market, then the employer has to undergo and give some overtime wages to their workers. But then that overtime is also restricted to 1.5 hours. That means more than 1.5 hour overtime is not permissible. But then now when you talk about the amendment which is being made, revision of wages which is being made, the workers have requested to increase this 1.5 hour to 3 hours. And when talking about the wages which are paid for overtime should be double. Now say for example, for 9 hours duty, 900 rupees is being paid. It is just an example. So 900 rupees is being paid. So we calculate 100 rupees for 1 hour. But then if you are working for more than 9 hours and if you are working for 10 hours, say for example, so for the 10th hour, you will be paid 200 rupees as wages. Restriction on employment of women before 6 a.m. and beyond 7 p.m. So here when we talk about the timings for women to come and work in a factory, that should be restricted. So no woman will be, no woman will come to the employment place before 6 a.m. and they won't be allowed to work in a factory after 7 p.m. And the employer should not force her to work beyond 7 p.m. according to Factories Act 1948. Employment of young person. Prohibition of employment of young children, example 14 years. That means, see, child labor is nowhere motivated in India. So, any child below the age of 14 should not be hired or employed in the factory. No adult workers to carry tokens, etc., certificates for fitness. Working hours for children not more than 4.5 hours and not permitted work during night shifts. So when we are talking about hiring young people, so here we have used about children, but then they are young people who are falling between 15 to 18, because under 14 years nobody is allowed to work. So when a person employee working 15 to 18, then the number of working hours are changed. So here the working hours prescribed are 4.5 hours and they are not permitted to work in night shifts. Annual leave with wages. So every individual needs a break. And when we talk about workers, they are really they fall in the lower class group, wherein they are always in need of money. So if they are in a mood to take break, which are without wages, they will never go on breaks. So there are some leaves, annual leaves, which needs to be given to a worker, and that leaves should also accompany the regular wages. A worker having worked for 240 days at the rate 1 day for every 20 days and for a child 1 day for working 15 days. Accumulation of leave for 30 days. That means we are talking about a worker who have worked for 240 days. Now when we talk about 240 days, we have broken down this 240 days in the set of 20 days. So for every 20 days, he will be given one leave when we are talking about an adult. But when it comes to child, it has to be every 15 days one leave. And then you may accumulate this leave. Say for example, you don't need a leave right now. You can gather this leave, but the accumulation of this leave should not exceed 30 days. Now here when a worker employer doesn't follow to whatever is being given in the provision, so he is actually making an offense, not complying to the provisions given in Factories Act 1948 will lead to offense. And when an employer is offending to all the provisions which are being made in Factories Act, there are penalties. So according to the provision, according to the offense, there are some penalties which are being mentioned over here. So in Factories Act 1948, we impose a certain compulsions on the employer of the establishment who falls under this Factories Act 1948 to provide certain benefits to the workers so that they can work efficiently and so that they can contribute to the productivity and so that their standard of living can be raised. Thank you very much.